USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Taps being played to honor veterans at a Memorial Day ceremony in Glendale, California. Memorial Day ceremonies taking place across the nation, including one being attended in our nation's capital by President Biden.
We can never repay the sacrifice, but we will never stop trying. We'll never fail in our duty to remember. With their lives, they bought our freedom.
Biden saying back in 1868, Arlington National Cemetery hosted one of the first ceremonies honoring Americans who died in the armed forces. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The families of those killed in last week's Texas elementary school shooting will begin holding funerals this week. The president of the Texas Funeral Directors Association saying the first funerals will happen Tuesday. He adds he plans on helping in any way he can, including providing a hearse and driving it. Other funeral directors from around the state have also stepped up to provide assistance to the only two funeral homes in the city of Uvalde. At an EU summit in Brussels, countries still haven't reached an agreement on the specifics of a Russian oil ban. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says creating sanctions packages has never been easy.
My expectations are low that it will be solved in the next 48 hours, but I'm confident that thereafter there will be a possibility.
She says that the package is important in showing EU unity and signifying solidarity with Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
The spouse of the top Democrat in the House is in hot water. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The California Highway Patrol is reporting Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested for alleged drunk driving after a two-vehicle collision in their home state of California late Saturday. The CHP says Pelosi, 82 years old, was driving a 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep as Pelosi's car tried to cross a state road in Napa County. Pelosi was booked into the Napa County Detention Center on two DUI-related counts. He was released Sunday morning on $5,000 bail, according to court records.
An automaker is releasing a recall. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because the seat belts can explode and send metal fragments throughout the vehicle, posing a safety risk to passengers. The recall includes certain Accents and Elantras from model years between 2019 and 2023, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Owners of recalled vehicles will be notified by mail beginning July 15th, and Hyundai dealerships will repair the vehicles at no charge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.